Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansuji, just making a video about you want a girlfriend? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Today, I gotta go do my stuff too, because there's no rest for the wicked. And speaking about the wicked, look at these lovely females. I know how much you want to get laid and you want a girlfriend.
Acting challenge.
Yes, it would be nice, but look, women are on some other bullshit. It says here, 23-year-old woman pretended to be a 14-year-old homeschooling student on Snapchat to have sexual encounters with multiple boys aged between 12 to 15. Wow, if you and I, we would have done that shit, they would have crucified us. But because she's a woman, who knows? Will she get a slap on the wrist or maybe a slap in the ass? Who knows? Well, it is what it is, right? Reportedly abusing one victim over 30 times. Wow, she's not a bad looking bitch, so. But yeah, you're not supposed to touch the children, because if you do, ooh, you're going to prison. Unless you were a woman, then you get cash and prizes. Because if you and I would have done that because we're men, oh no, we're going to prison. We're getting fucked, figuratively and literally. Yes, they don't like sex offenders, especially in prison. You might find true love by a big black nigger named Tiny. Ooh, fun times, right? She has been arrested again after four additional children came forward with allegations. Yeah, they finally caught her after, what, fucking five or six times? Oh, shit. But yeah, if a guy would have done this thing, you barely breathe in the fucking person and off to jail you go, right? Ooh, but it took women fucking this bitch a few tries to get her, huh? But whatever, let's continue. Yes, friends, you gotta be careful of women you go out with. Just because they're pretty doesn't mean they're gonna be doing some good stuff toward you. Yeah, women are fucking evil and narcissistic. Just because the outside looks beautiful and delicious doesn't mean the inside is fucking good and wholesome. No. Yes, when you get the fucking in the center of that Tootsie Pop, you find there's nothing but shit. Yes, here's this guy, and he has some rules about dating in the modern era. Well, let's see what kind of rules he has, right?
Today we have 2026 strict dating rules for guys. And violation of any of these rules is grounds for immediate termination.
What do you mean, termination? Are you gonna start killing simps? Yeah, imagine that. Impalement. Fucking miles and miles of fucking simps impaled for being fucking weak ass cuckolds. Hey, you know what? I think that might work. Maybe the world won't be that bad of a place if you start killing weak men. Yes, it's the weak men that are making the world fucking crappy. Yes, because they bend over backwards and let all these fucking worms do whatever the hell they want. Anyways, let's continue.
Not playing around this year, guys. We're all down to business. Rule number one. Has a bad day more than 25% of the year, you're gone.
Gee, maybe guys are fucking sad because they have dry pee-pees. Yeah, women are just being fucking stuck up. Yeah, instead of fucking being so stuck up and closed-minded, maybe you should open your hearts and legs and let us in. Yeah, you make us smile, maybe we'll make you smile. It is an idea, but let's continue.
What are you sad all the time for? Rule number two. Miami, Nashville, Mexico trip without you. Safe travels.
Yeah, but why are you gonna pay for trips for some chick that will later fuck your best friend or a nigger? Yeah, but women do that shit. They only care for what you do for them on that moment. But 5 minutes later, they be like, oh, what you did for me? Oh, didn't I do this for you? Oh, what about now? Yeah, so fuck you, guy. Just saying.
You're gone. Rule number three, out on any body of water when she doesn't own a boat.
What the fuck? Women owning boats? What the fuck is this? Fucking stepbrothers? Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. You're fucking dumb, dude. Yeah, women want you to have a boat. They want you to have the yacht. Yeah, so you could do some Epstein bullshit. But no, fucking women. Yes, well, whatever. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Bon voyage, because whose boat are you on? If it ain't mine. Number four, any form of Botox, you're gone.
What, guy? Did you just realize that women are fake? Yeah, they do all these things so you fall for them and they could bend you to their will. Yeah, women like it when they manipulate you. Why? Because they think they're better than you. Wrap your mind around that guy. Enjoy.
Number 5. Your phone died and you fell asleep. Cap, you're gone. Ain't no girl letting your phone die.
Yeah, if you're stupid enough to fall for that fucking phone trick that her phone died, you're fucking stupid. And when she kisses you in the mouth and you start swapping nigger DNA? Yes, it's because she sucked them off, that's why. Enjoy!
They're glued to their hand like it's a part of their body. Like they're born with it. So don't believe that shit here. Rule number 6, won't block her ex.
Oh, that's easy. It's because you're the placeholder. Yeah, you're just keeping that dude's seat warm so when he comes back, daddy's home and you're out. So enjoy.
Blocked and gone. Rule number 7, is or was in a sorority. Self-explanatory. And rule number 8, all her friends are guys.
Yes, friends, if your chick has a bunch of fucking guys around her and start doing all kinds of shit, you're fucking stupid. She's fucking them, or are they just waiting for you to get out of the way so they could fuck her in your fucking spot? So, don't be stupid, fellas. So, let's continue.
See ya. Never. These are strict rules for you guys out here this year. It's gonna help you stay safe and get into a better situation if you follow these rules.
Yeah, I got a better fucking choice for you. You don't date women, just leave them alone because they do some stupid shit. Don't you agree? But yeah, you want to fucking follow this fucking bullshit. Yeah, so fucking retarded. Then you get a woman, and then you have bitches that have this crazy mentality. This bitch is telling women to cheat on her husband because they're MAGA. Yeah, this bitch is a maggot, in my opinion. But let's hear her fucking say whatever she needs to say, right? Let's continue.
Leave your MAGA husband, ladies. That's right. Leave your MAGA husband. But cheat on him first. Cheat on him with his boss. Cheat on him with his best friend.
Yeah, you see how these women have this stupid mentality? They just tell you to fucking cheat on them for any and every fucking stupid little thing. Just because you believe in Donald Trump, even though he's a fucking faggot and loser and he sucks Jewish dick, you have to pay for that shit? Yeah, what's the point of getting women if they do shit like this? Yeah, you're better off being by yourself. Yeah, at least your hand won't fucking slap in the face like this fucking bitch did. Well, if you want a woman, this is the shit you have to deal with, so enjoy.
Cheat on him with his brother. Cheat on him with that one cousin that he fucking hates. Cheat on him with somebody who's more successful than him and then rub it in his face.
Yeah, so much hate from that fucking chick. I wonder why. What happened to her? Why is she so fucking hatred towards men? Well, you get what you deserve, bitch. That's why you're gonna die alone and forgotten, so fuck you, bitch. The only men are you gonna get are gonna be fucking low-class fucking dirtbags. But that's what you deserve, you stupid bitch. Yes, you don't fucking date these women because they have this mentality. And you fucking gonna be there fucking bending backwards for this woman? No, just do what you need to do and survive because fucking women are gonna do some stupid shit and you're along for the ride. So don't do it, friends. Use your brain and fucking move forward. Just saying, let's continue.
Cheat on him with his sister. Cheat on him with his sister. Cheat on him with somebody who you know it's going to hurt the very most. Leave your MAGA husbands, but cheat on him first.
Yeah, bitch, you want to get high off of that stupid shit? Well, let's see what happens when you fucking cheat. Let's see the fucking fruit of your labors, you dumb cunt. I have another clip of another bitch that actually does cheat on her man, and let's see what happens with that shit, right?
Where's your shoes at?
Why? What is wrong with you? Why would you throw this on?
It's time for you to go. Yeah.
What a worthless ass fucking bitch. She cheats on you and she thinks she could stay in your fucking house and eat your food and do whatever the hell she wants? You're fucking stupid. You fucking cheat on me? You're fucking gonzo, bitch. Get the fuck out of my house, you worthless ass bitch. You cunt. Whore. Goodbye. Next.
Yeah, it's time for you to go. Where's your shoes at?
By the door?
You go put them on. Take your bag and get out. I gave you a toothbrush and two pairs of my boxers. That's all you get. You're never coming back to my house. No, don't ever try to...
What a delusional bitch. She thinks she could stay in your house after she fucked another dude and she has a fucking baby inside her fucking womb. What the fuck? Is she gonna get a coat hanger and pull that little motherfucker out of there? What the fuck? Yeah, once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck a dick, bitch. Now get the fuck out of my house and don't let the door hit you on your way out. Goodbye.
Contact me again. And look at this. You're pregnant. You're pregnant.
You're literally so weird.
You're literally a cheater.
What the fuck? She gives you shit because you go in the trash and you find her pregnancy test? She calls you a trash picker? What the fuck? No, bitch, you're fucking worse. You're a cheating whore. Yes, and you think your whoriness is gonna fucking absolve you of that? You're pregnant, bitch. What the fuck? I found out that you did that shit, so you gotta go. I don't give a fuck what you do, but do it somewhere else. Goodbye.
You're on Tinder. Going you're pregnant with a stranger's baby. Going through. This isn't your phone.
You're literally a psycho.
You're a psycho. You're a cheater. Positive pregnancy test. Get the bag and get out of.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with these stupid ass women? That last bitch in that clip was fucking stupid. She cheated on you and she thinks that you're gonna raise the fucking baby of some other guy? What the fuck? Fuck you. Go fucking breed and fucking screw you with your demon children. You fucking demon whore. Fuck you. Yes, friends, this is why you shouldn't be dealing with women, because they do some dumbass shit. And you, because you have no other recourse, you have to put up with this shit, because it's the age of women. And look how shit's run. And you wonder why the world's falling apart.
Wow,
fucking stupid. Yeah, with women and Jews fucking going hand in hand and fucking shit up. Enjoy. But don't worry, friends, this shit is coming apart. And when this shit fucking goes down the toilet, then we could take over. Just don't die, friends, because these women are fucking stupid. And you need a strong pimp hand to clear it all up. So, you know what to do, friends. So don't go dying on me, okay? Goodbye.
The statement is, women are just as physically strong as men, to which you circled that you agree.
I'm stronger.
You're stronger than some men?
I'm stronger than a lot of men. And also the way that the female body develops muscle, it's like the muscle that we develop is less, but it's actually stronger. Like it can lift more.
I'm just super strong.
Yeah, well, in my experience, whenever I've been in, like, let's say I'm at the gym, I mean, besides like the few chads that are like super built, I feel like I am more capable. Like I look at my body and my performance and I'm just more capable than most people in there. And then when it comes to like my future soldier training, I outperform every man there.
Amongst the soldiers?
Men these days, like, I feel like the majority of them are very, like, they're not fit. They're not as fit as they should be, and a lot of the women I know are actually more, like, physically capable.
I do agree with it, because I'm a pretty big bitch. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I could definitely fight a dude. I could definitely beat a dude up.
Do you think you're stronger than the majority of men? So stronger than 51% of men?
Yes. Also, yes.